This is KUT 90.5 and KUT.org. Colony Park, out near the Travis County Expo Center, is one of those neighborhoods in Austin that's a mixed bag. The area is getting nicer in some ways, but it's also facing some hard-to-fix challenges. KUT's Joy Diaz reports on how the community has studied the positive aspects of Colony Park and wants to take advantage of them.
If you look at the challenges facing Colony Park, there are many. The Travis County Expo Center is nearby, and traffic during events can be horrendous. Then, Keisha Munkern-Panich says there's the water treatment plant she can see out her window. Next to it, Travis State Jail. Munkern-Panich has only lived in the community for 3 years, since a recycling center set up shop.
You can hear them clearing out something, and it's just this big metal-on-metal clang, 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 clang. And you'll hear it 2 a.m. You'll hear it. I mean, it's so ridiculously loud.
The first few months, she had to comfort her 2 small children to sleep every night while the recycling center cleared the metal, and every time the train rolled through the neighborhood at night.
So as soon as they're about to cross the street, they lay on the horn, and they lay on the horn until they are totally across the street. So it is a long horn.
That's on one side of the community. On the other, there are vast open fields, almost 300 acres. And depending on how you look at it, the fields can be a blessing or a curse. A curse because there are no clinics nearby, no cafes. Well, you get the idea. There's nothing much.
So right now we're looking south from the site.
Zachary Stern is a city planner.
You can see all the way to downtown Austin, see the Austinian, the Frost Tower.
And 5 rolling hills. So, what to do with so much land? The city has been hosting community meetings for years trying to figure it out, and Stern finally has an idea of what they want.
So actually, the name of the master plan that we're doing is called 5 Hills. You'll see in that master plan, we're actually preserving those hilltops as open common spaces for everyone. So folks can come there and be able to enjoy those views, and they're not going to be developed on, you know, houses, no businesses.
But the surrounding areas will be developed. Many of the meetings with neighbors have taken place at the community's rec center.
And as you can see, or you could perhaps hear, it's full of children now who are doing their summer activities here.
Stern says there's plans for an aquatics facility, some ball fields, trails that would connect with the existing communities, and lots of construction aimed at economic development in the area. In 20 or 30 years, when the project is expected to be completed, even the freight train could turn into a blessing.
Those are in Cap Metro's long-term plans to turn that rail line into a commuter rail connecting downtown Austin all the way out to Elgin. And they have a tentative plan stop roughly at Loyola and Johnny Morris Road.
For some residents like Keisha Munkern-Panich, 20 years is a long time for meaningful changes to come into the area. She moved here from Hyde Park, where amenities are everywhere. But like many new Austinites, Britt Schremer moved near Colony Park from out of state, and she's enjoying the relative bareness of her new home.
I love this location. We can get downtown. We can get up north. We go to Driftwood all the time to do the wineries. We have tons of friends and family that comes into the airport.
Schremer enjoys the sound of the train. It reminds her of her former home in Brooklyn. City planners hope over the next 2 decades, people will forget there is a water treatment plant and a jail nearby. They'll unveil their master plan for the area tonight. Joy Diaz, KUT News.